Is turning corn into ethanol causing food prices to rise and some people to starve around the globe? You may have heard such arguments. So what is truly the answer? It can be a complex issue, but we try to sort out some of the underlying economics on this edition of the American Countryside. When corn prices rose from $2 per bushel to over $7, there was often one driving force cited for the tripling of prices.
Many would suggest all of that's related to ethanol. A lot of the work that we're doing would suggest that, yes, corn prices are higher, but, you know, really you're in the 50-cent range in terms of higher corn prices as a result of ethanol.
Scott Brown is a livestock economist at the University of Missouri. So what accounts for the rest of that rising price?
Corn exports have held pretty strong at 2 billion bushels over the last several years, despite what has been a tripling of corn prices. If that isn't strong demand, it's hard to find a much better example.
Corn prices have caused adjustments in the livestock industry as well.
Many folks would have said, well, if we have to feed $4 or $5 corn a bushel, we'll just have to quit. Well, that hasn't been the case. Now, it's been a process where livestock prices have been moving higher as well that has allowed us to feed a lot more expensive corn than we would have ever thought we could have.
Brown is often asked to speak about the food versus fuel argument. Is ethanol truly raising global food prices?
I think it's hard to say that we haven't increased food costs to a certain extent as a result of what's been going on in ethanol. I sometimes come back, though, and remind us in this country, fuel costs matter a lot more than some of these raw ag commodities might. And if ethanol actually keeps crude oil prices lower or keeps gasoline prices a little lower than they otherwise would have been, it cuts in both directions, I guess, is my point.
Brown does extensive analysis on the subject through the University of Missouri's Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute. He says the subject often generates much passionate debate among farmers and the general public. He tries to provide some of the economic facts behind the debate. Traveling the Countryside in Columbia, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.